This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm watching this world try to find... I don't really know what the changing point was. It seemed like the world was able to handle itself. But now we've come to this line to where people are asking lots and lots of questions about themselves. I've come to believe that you can be a person who might consider things like homosexual behavior to be a sin and at the same time leave that to God to judge, you know. I've come to believe that you can be against using drugs or alcohol yourself and then at the same time say, but it is your right to make your own decision on that one. And maybe for a really informed individual, I believe you can decide never to own a gun, while at the same time advocating for those who choose to do so. And I've come to believe that these can exist without contradiction, although at first glance, you might not think so. Our personal choices don't have to align with the personal choices of our neighbors in order for us to value our neighbor's liberty to choose. And that's what it comes down to. It is this shared American value of liberty that enables our peaceful coexistence with those who think and act maybe a little bit differently. And we can rejoice that in contradistinction to many brutal regimes and nations of times past and present. A great number of our countrymen still value liberty and limited government and self-reliance and equal rights under the law, toleration of diverse personal belief and habits, save for when those infringe on the rights of others. And one example that illustrates the beauty of our system is the very fact that we have two vociferous sides of a gun rights debate. So, if you want to, imagine taking a position on a topic that stood starkly against that of the Soviet regime in the early 20th century. You would have been snatched out of your house and shipped to a forced labor camp and beaten through 16 to 20-hour work days, existing in sub-zero temperatures and possibly left to die, all because you didn't think the right way. Our country has come a very long way in the last 200 years, from ending slavery to drastically reducing poverty, to winning the Cold War, to liberating people of all thought patterns. And unlike Vladimir Lenin, America's founders realized that opposition was good and sanctioned a multi-party system within, you know, where the ideological position could find homes and be regularly pitted against each other in debate. Civilized debate. One noteworthy example of this kind of debate occurred in 2016 when the now famous YouTube journalist David Rubin, a professed leftist, had an aha moment while contending on his show with conservative black American Larry Elder. The topic was systemic racism in America, and Dave found that he couldn't defend his claims about it when Larry challenged him. You see, we tend to get caught up in our own ideological group and refuse to engage with people we disagree with. And the reason for that is because it's really hard to engage with them, especially if they know how to articulate their position. Now, in Dave's own words, Larry proceeded to beat me senseless with facts. And that single discussion with Larry Elder changed what Dave believed about the subject, and afterward, Dave began approaching cultural issues in a whole different way. And maybe counterintuitively, this experience put Dave's brilliance on display by the way of the humility and integrity he demonstrated in publicly admitting defeat. We would call this a very big man. And Dave continues to cite this clash with Larry Elder as his point of awakening from the ideological slumber. And while he still identifies as what he would call a classic liberal, classical liberal. He is loved by conservatives for his willingness to listen and understand and sometimes even agree. And in this way, he has bridged this gap between reasonable leftists, or liberals, if you will, and conservatives. So what you have here, because of the sheer mindset and the open-mindedness that this guy brings to it, you have a gay leftist journal, liberal journalist from New York City, but he's also a confidant of the right, a sounding board, if you will, and that's progress. If you ask what's going to bring us together as a nation, Tim Pool would respond, integration. That sounds a little simple on his face, but it's far from it once you understand what he's been through to arrive at his conclusion. And through his experiences covering some of the most controversial and even dangerous cultural events, he has come to realize that our beliefs actually align much more with those of others than we may think. It's hard work to listen to someone who has a different view than we do. And admitting we might be wrong can be painful and emotionally draining, especially if we've held a certain views for decades. But it pays to remember that the simple act of listening to people who differ from us can change the world. Now imagine, if you will, any American subculture responding to its opposition with listening instead of retaliation. Now can we challenge ourselves to get outside of our comfort zone and, walk and talk with people with whom we most emphatically disagree? Can we talk with them about why they believe guns should be banned and about other beliefs that they hold that fly in the face of our own? And if we listen, how might they respond? Is it possible that they will listen in return? The reason that these riots have caused a lot of tension and turmoil in our country is that nobody's listening. But they've also created an opportunity for 2A supporters, seeing that most adults have by now given at least some thought as to how they're going to protect themselves and their family against an angry and violent Antifa-led mob. Antifa, the organization, they believe they're justified in using violence against their political enemies to accomplish their goal. They've openly called for violence against American civilians during the proceedings of the past 6 weeks. And while this increase in gun sales stemming from coronavirus hoarding was largely a consumer overreaction, it's sort of hard to say that the increase stemming from Antifa threatening suburban America is anything but illegitimate. And it's a great segue into conversations with our neighbors about guns. One of the things that everybody runs into is you're always going to run into people that just want to believe they're right. They want to believe that they know more than anybody else does. And they're afraid to not know more. That's because they lack in self-esteem. And they don't have a lot of self-confidence. See, there is a line between good and evil. Absolutely there is. But the problem we have here today is that one side is not listening anymore. And they're not listening out of ignorance. The biggest problem I see with gun owners is that we are all, and I am guilty of this as well, we are all alpha personalities. And that's okay. Because it takes an alpha to be able to get that kind of self-motivated. But I am very aware of what it's like to walk in other people's shoes. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but at the same time, we have to look at what's going on around us and see it for what it is. This is a lack of tolerance and communication from the people that are preaching tolerance and communication. And the reason we need to recognize this for what it is we also need to recognize that they intend physical violence against us. And one way to defend against that is to be very well armed and very well trained. So that also applies to what's between your ears, gun owners. An informed electorate is a very dangerous electorate. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Shootings in New York City continue to climb. This past weekend, 15 people were shot in 15 hours from Rockaway to the Bronx. A baby was among four people shot in a cookout in Brooklyn on Sunday night, and he died from his wounds. The last month has seen a striking rise in shooting and homicides there. Over the year-to-date, murders are up 27% over the first half of 2019 over the last 4 weeks. More than 300 people have been shot in New York City, up from 100 the same period last year. Now, many people, including New York Police Department brass, have looked at the rise in violent crime and associated it with the extensive criminal justice reform enacted over the last few years, especially since the beginning of 2020. Chief of, I don't know which department, Terrence Monahan described a combination of things: bail reform, COVID releases from prison, court shutdown, which has Rikers Island at half where they were, as contributing to the crime escalation. Reform advocates and much of the media jumped on Monahan's comments and demanded support for his contention. They hailed the NYPD release of a report indicating that only one person released as a result of bail reform has been arrested and charged with a shooting. Evidence, as they saw it, that Monahan was blowing smoke in an attempt to discredit the progressive effort to end mass incarceration. But in absence of data, for now, specifically linking misguided reforms, decriminalization, and decarceration to the rise in violent crime hardly debunks the connection between these things. Most of the shootings have seen no arrests yet, so it's impossible to know whether the perpetrators were recently released from jail, though dozens of releasees are suspects in shootings. And then with the courts largely closed because of the pandemic, over 1,800 people arrested on illegal gun charges are walking the streets in New York City. Prosecutors in New York City have embraced this national trend of declining to indict suspects arrested for various crimes, and as a result, arrests are down. In the first 3 months of 2020, police arrested 9,326 people on charges that merited more than just a notice to appear, down from 17,410, nearly half. And yet crime was up over the same period. Very clearly, thousands of criminals are going about their business with relative impunity as this result of the extensive dismantling of the criminal justice system. And New York City is lapsing into chaos. And in the meantime, the leadership there is feckless. Mayor Bill de Blasio's response to the escalating violence around the city has been to blame dislocation in communities related to coronavirus. And as for what's causing the disorder, de Blasio insists that he's much more interested in the solutions rather than continually debating the analysis. What a non-answer. He also praised the Cure Violence movement for its efforts as violence interruption, which involves community people reaching young people in particular, mediating stopping violence before it stops, really creating the kind of dialogue and support, the mental health support, the things that change the foundational reality. Then, along the same lines, blaming a surge in violence on a deficit of social resource, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez connected the rise in shootings to economic deprivation. She said maybe this has to do with the fact that most people aren't paying their rent, and they're scared to pay their rent, and so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money, so maybe they have to, they're put in a position where they feel they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night. That is, you know, they need to remake that movie Clueless and put this lady in it. Let her play Alicia Silverstone's character. Because we're not talking about shoplifting a loaf of burrito. We're talking about violence. Last time I checked, shoplifting bread is, you know, and I know that's her words. Plus, she's even this is plagiarized. This is coming from that opera, Les Miserables. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. And it remains a popular view about why crime occurs. All crime is economic at root, or so the thinking goes. Calls to defund the police and transfer the money spent on, law enforcement to social services reflect this sentiment. If you spend enough money on social workers and food banks and housing and education, this would render the police obsolete because crime would vanish, even though they have the police and demolition man. Remember? Be well. And yet it's clear that this surge in shooting and shootings is not driven by economic need. Petty larceny, like shoplifting groceries is substantially lower so far this year versus 2019, as is grand larceny. And few, if any, of the recent killings appear to have been the result of a robbery gone wrong. In fact, robbery is also down across the city. The baby killed Sunday night, a week ago, was shot by a group of men who pulled up in an SUV, jumped out, and started firing at a group of people assembled for a cookout. Last week in the Bronx, a man, and I saw video of this, a man crossing the street with his daughter was targeted in daylight by an assassin who shot him in the head from the passenger side of a car. Guys, you know, it's savagery. These are acts of revenge or score settling. This is not economic crime of opportunity. And Ocasio-Cortez's vision of crime is driven by the need for bread is satisfyingly simple, because if it were true, it would be really easy to fix. The truth is, violent crime is driven by the perverse motive of violent criminals, and New York City has decided to give these guys permission to run wild. You have a combination of things going on in New York City right now. You have the bail reform, which basically means if you get arrested, you go in there and you sign a form saying, "Oh yeah, I'll show up for court," and then you walk out. They don't process you. They don't do anything with you. You're basically just done it. There's an interview done. It's quite expeditious. So when somebody's getting arrested, they're just back out on the street in a few hours. Knowing that, because all of these politicians that push this position, they're pandering for votes. They're out there trying to, this is the belief they try to push. They try to, you know, we're trying to do away with mass incarceration. Like, and we got to do away with this, this one-sided thing where more black people are incarcerated than white people. This idea that a young, innocent male black scholar is walking down the street one day and he happens to walk past a prison and they're reaching out and snatching him into prison is false. What's happening, the reason so many black Americans, so many black American men, because they're about 6% of the population, the reason they are so mass incarcerated is because they have grown up in a destroyed family structure. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News. The City Council of Minneapolis, Minnesota has now approved a resolution officially declaring racism a public health emergency. The resolution comes nearly 2 months after George Floyd died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck. Mayor Jacob Frey said in a press release, systemic racism is among the greatest long-term threats our city and nation are facing, and the last 2 months have made that reality painfully clear. He also said the passing of this resolution means we as local elected officials understand that anti-racism must be centered in all that we do to work to ensure Minneapolis is at the forefront of achieving racial equality. Neiman Marcus is asking a federal bankruptcy court in Texas to allow over $10 million in pay raises for CEO Jeffrey Van Riemsdyk and seven other executives as the company goes through debt restructuring. The proposed compensation plan covers staff who are critical to day-to-day operations during the bankruptcy process. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to tell you a story of conditioning. I'm going to give you an example of conditioning. And this is important to note because, see, conditioning, gun control, the attempts at gun control is a behavioral conditioning experiment. If they can get you to believe, and right now that's really hard to do, but if they can get you to believe that the government's going to take care of you, they're going to save you with everything that ever comes up, you're never going to have any sort of worries or nothing, don't worry, we're here to help, then they believe you'll gullibly give up your means of defense. So it's always, they're always trying to condition you to get you used to it. That's why there's 23,000 gun laws on the books, and for some reason that's not enough. Now lately, the new is COVID. So I'm going to tell you the story of a guy named Jack Dake Sr. And this is not a guy that lived in some blue state. He's from the state of Oklahoma. And the state of Oklahoma is insisting that Jack Dake Sr. died of coronavirus when he very clearly did not. Jack was born in 1930, Oklahoma. He survived the Depression and the Dust Bowl. He fought in and served in the Korean War in the United States Army and fought in some of the toughest battles in that conflict. Married for nearly 60 years, he produced 3 children, 7 grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren. And from the time that he was 76 till the time he passed away at 89, he suffered from Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is much more than just simply forgetting who you are and who your loved ones are. It is a completely debilitating effect that happens to your body. And it eventually will get the better of everybody that it afflicts. And it got the better of Jack. He wanted to continue the fight, and his body was willing, but his brain was not. Now, as is normally the case, and it was here with Jack, in the final stages of Alzheimer's, his final weeks were disorienting and painful and tragic and heartbreaking to observe. His mind could no longer, it was no longer capable of instructing his body on how to ingest food or water. And the family, you know, they were girding for this. They were trying to get used to this idea. They knew it was coming. But there's really no way to prepare for this kind of thing. So on May the 6th, after a decade of fighting for his memory and his cognitive skills and his life, Jack Dake Sr. passed away. And for him, the fight was over. But for his family, the fight began. Because Jack was in a special long-term care facility for Alzheimer's patients. And like so many elderly Americans over the past several months, he had contracted the COVID-19 virus in mid-April. He was taken to the hospital to check on some dehydration issues resulting from Alzheimer's when routine COVID tests showed a positive result. His symptoms were a slight fever and cough. He wasn't short of breath, and his pulse oximetry hovered about 97% while breathing normal room air. He was good to go. He never used supplemental oxygen. He was in the hospital for this for less than 2 hours. And all in all, physically, he was quite strong. Even up to his death, his body, his heart rate, his vital statistics were very strong for an 89-year-old man. The coronavirus never really hit him in any sort of significant way. And you would think he would be one of the ones it would take. 5 days after the COVID test, a doctor observed that he had no signs of any coronavirus symptoms. They wrote he had no fever, no cough, and no shortness of breath, no other complaints or modifying factors. So says the record. After weeks of not eating or drinking water due to the devastating final stages of Alzheimer's, Mr. Dake finally succumbed, like so many elderly Americans, to Alzheimer's disease. This was 17 days after the COVID-19 test results and 2 weeks since he had shown any coronavirus symptoms at all. When Mr. Dake passed away, when this American military veteran and patriarch of his family passed away, the people at the care facility got his birth certificate and wrote that he was a COVID-19 death. To which the family immediately objected to. One of his family members said COVID-19 had nothing whatsoever to do with his death, nor was it an underlying cause. In fact, since he had already been through the symptoms, he was probably negative for the coronavirus and now has antibodies. The nursing home staff told the family on April the 30th that Jack Sr. was a recovered COVID-19 case, according to state health guidelines, since he had not shown any symptoms of the virus for several days. So why would the government count his death as a COVID death? Well, it is the root of all evil. Money. The CARES Act provides a hefty reimbursement to healthcare facilities for the treatment of COVID patients. And maybe if you want to get out there and do a really liberal definition of a COVID death, that which helps funnel federal dollars to a cash-strapped state, maybe this is where you would do it, huh? Or maybe it's just pure politics, as mounting death tolls are believed to hurt President Donald Trump. Who knows? Honestly, it doesn't matter. We deserve the truth. The Dake family deserves the truth. Jack Dake wore a uniform of the U.S. Army, and he fought in a war thousands of miles from Oklahoma. He went somewhere and he did something that nobody wants to do. He went where nobody wanted to go, and he engaged people that nobody wanted to meet. He lived a long life. He raised his family. He was a good citizen. He was a great American, and he loved his country. And he suffered from Alzheimer's, and he fought it with the same tenacious American grit that he used in every fight that he engaged in over his nine remarkable decades. And for the love of money, for the need of cash, they're trying to write him off as just another statistic. It's almost like the Matrix, if you do a little thinking about it, because this guy, his death has been weaponized. His death has been weaponized and it's being used in a petty political fight, or it's a very sneaky scheme to get federal funding. If it's either of those or both of those, they're both despicable. Because this man was more than this. This unremarkable hero was more than this. And this is what makes America unique. The way he lived his life, the way he conducted himself, the things he did. You know, nobody's ever heard of this guy. And yet in the background, this country is nothing without the Jack Dake seniors of the world. And it begs a question as we sit here and we're trying to decide, is it for the love of money or is this a petty political fight? Jack Dake Sr. did not die from COVID-19, but the government said he did. And it makes me wonder how many other Jack Dake seniors are out there. How many more loved ones of who knows how many families have been turned into a political statistic or turned into something on a spreadsheet? We deserve the truth on that one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time before we head into the sunrise of the morning. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I do a lot of I watch a lot of YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. I like to watch how people set up their videos and everything else. Sometimes I'm just watching them just for the content, though. And sometimes you have to watch an ad here and there to watch a YouTube video. So I was in this mindless surfing state that approaches a altered, you know, sense of consciousness. And this ad pops up. And it's a series of faces covered by masks of all types and sizes. And the voiceover, droning on and on, was repeating, "This is not a mask. This is not a mask. This is not a mask. This is solidarity." And I came off the couch screaming at my laptop. I really wanted to throw it across the room, but it's too expensive. Screaming at it, "It's a mask." It's the kind of mask that we would not have been allowed to wear into a bank or federal or state office or municipal office a mere 3 months ago. Because it's actually a mask. It's indeed a mask. And it's just a mask. And I'm sitting there. Beginning to mull over all of the psychological, repetitive lies that were being told under the guise of belonging. Like, if I don't want to be a man, I don't have to. Like, we have to flatten the curve. Like, you know, it's all Trump's fault. I do not consider myself to be a genius or particularly enlightened, but I began to wonder if an entire culture can simply go nuts. Can prosperity drive the American people crazy? And what are the signs, and what does this mean when it really does happen? And, you know, you can look at certain things and figure out what happens when something becomes normal. Like the Aztecs. The Aztecs were a very complex culture, replete with infrastructure and religious and imperial hierarchies. They had a great system of commerce and agriculture, and they were a war machine running on an engine of bloodlust. But they also performed an estimated 200,000 human sacrifices a year, including and maybe especially young children and babies, and their rituals, bloody and horrifying to any sane person, were normal to them. does that make that culture normal when they begin to accept that which goes against the psychological psyche of a normal person? No, it does not. Back if you were in college, back in, 60s, 70s, there was this nonsense that every baby boomer was bottle-fed about trees falling in the forest. If no one hears it, doesn't make a sound. Which is basically saying, if you don't see it happen, did it actually happen? And a lot of people in those classes used to go, well, no, if I didn't see it, it's not real. But you can ask the same question. If someone dies in the Sudan from starvation and you aren't hungry or present to bear witness to their agony, does this exist? Is this person not going? Does this suffering not exist? And yeah, it does. It does. It really does. So this is where we are right now. If it doesn't happen in front of us, like these mayors that you see out there saying, well, these people are just expressing their First Amendment right. And then they show up and spray paint their house and call them Nazis or something. They're like, these people are domestic terrorists. This is what happens when God's been evicted from a culture. We're in a very strange moment in Western civilization. In the earlier stages of our culture, the existence of things unseen was hardly questioned. And today, if you don't see it, it doesn't exist. The locus of control has moved from a universe of the divine to the essential singularity, which is you, yourself. And as a result of this tectonic shift, the things that are happening right now in the United States are crazy, period. And as a result of this increasing insanity, you know, a lot of people are walking away from certain things they used to hold true. And now, all of these, you know, there were a bunch of true believers in the progressive way. And they're walking away completely disillusioned. And they're looking at what they used to see as rights, and now what they're seeing is nothing more than social indoctrination and lunacy. And, you know, organizations that protest against the death penalty for serial killers, but rallies in favor of partial birth abortion. Insanity. And what are they selling you by trying to tell you the mask means solidarity? Are we going to see the sickle and hammer on the side of somebody's football helmet at a football game soon? Is mass social consensus the new righteousness? Does it mean that if you don't like the hypoxia resulting from masks, you are no longer a good American? This whole mask thing. The mask thing is a big conditioning thing because everybody believes a mask. Even though there's one kind of mask that actually works, it's an N95 mask. It will filter, I think, 99.7% of the particles that have to make up COVID-19, because COVID-19 is airborne, it's aerosol. And, people are wearing like a t-shirt drawn across their face or a bandana or those plexiglass shields that they hold up, and they've got them tilted up to where they're in line with their eyes. But even if they had it tilted down to where it was hitting their chin, it's not actually protecting them from anything. It's just probably maybe rain. I saw one article where they were asking whether the mask is any different from a necktie, which are also important of a certain social standing. And you would say, yes, it's very different. Neckties are not mandated by the government under the penalty of heavy fine or incarceration. They're not automatically equated with being part of the fatherland. But this is not a mask, it's solidarity. And I, you know, who else has waved that righteous banner of solidarity as the new anthem of holiness, like Russia, China, Nazi Germany, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba? And when you think about that, you begin to have this internal shudder happening to you. How could anybody go mad in the streets and burn minority businesses and try to topple the Lincoln Memorial and yet make a mask the new symbol of holiness? So, can the culture go mad? I think so. in the Republic, Socrates paints a picture, a portrait of people who have lived their whole lives chained to a blank wall. They can see shadows and even give names to the shadows. And those shadows are their only reality. And Socrates talks about how rational people are like prisoners who deliberately break free from the cave and come to see reality instead of the shadows. And for the last 60 years in this country, we've been keeping company with shadows. Since the 50s and 60s, there have been a series of laws and national decisions that have fathered the indoctrination of school-aged citizens and facilitated the down-spiraling orbit of Western civilization. You know, various court decisions like Roe versus Wade, and on to the appeasement of Iran with the Obama capitulation. We become increasingly self-loathing. We're the fault. Everything is the fault of us here in this world. But people, it's only a mask. Don't stare at the shadows. See the world for what it is. Do the breakdown. Decipher what you're seeing. All these things that they're trying to lull you into with these words like, this is for the greater good and all this other stuff. It's for nothing of that sort. It's to subjugate you. And one of the first things they need for you to get rid of is your gun. Because someone that is armed can say no and actually back that up. So beware. Right now, a lot of us are quarantined around a bunch of these people. But people who see the world outside the prison, you got to begin to say out loud, that's not solidarity. That's just a stupid mask. We'll be back again next week. Between now and then, keep your eyes up, heads up, eyes open, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.